one animal they'd go after was the lace monitor. I think it's Varanus varius, if you want to get Latin. We call him Yagara. Yagara. So Yagara, he was a food source too. And basically, he's got lots of fat inside him, lots of oil. And he's pretty quick too, so you've got to be kind of go after him. You've got to have your running legs on. But yes, Varanus varius. Then they get him, they eat him, and put the oil on themselves. It's good for wounds. Now, he was a food source.
We still use it today, don't we? Goanna oil.
Yes, you still use goanna oil. Yes, we have it today. Yes, so what they used back then, we still use today. The goanna was a food source, but they even had a dance named after him. They had a corroboree for him. And what they do, I can't tell you the particular details, but they had a goanna in the middle and they had a circle around him while they did all their dance moves. Even as a food source, and even as dangerous as the goanna can be, he's just an animal, and they even had a dance after one of the food sources that they had. And they'd have the corroboree all around the goanna. I presume that the goanna was probably alive. He's probably looking around going, oh, what are these people doing? Am I going to be eaten or am I going to get up that tree? They did have that certain amount of respect for their food sources.
And another way of respecting, I suppose, and not just respecting the food source, but also they had to do this because their survival counted on it, but was to use every part of the dugong or the goanna that they possibly could.
That's it. So use every single part. So the goanna, he's got some meat on him. After that, they get the meat off, they might have the oil or the fat. You can rub the fat on a sore. It's good healing properties. Also, the goanna is very special. When boys were turning into men and they get initiated, if they had any like circumcision scars, they put the goanna oil on that because they knew it would heal. So we use that today for our wounds. They used it back then. As a food source, yes, he was important because he could healing properties. You could eat him, and they even had a dance after him. Okay, so that was the amount of respect they'd have for a food source. To put it in a 21st century context, if anyone's seen the movie Avatar, there was respect for one of the animals was killed by one of the tribe's people. So that's very relevant today, and not just to Indigenous people of Australia. You probably find that in all different parts of the world.